I was laying in the cell and it went dark, pitch black. I mean, a darkness which I've never, ever felt before. And I've been down in caves and things, way down in iron mines and so forth in Arizona. And there was a blackness that you couldn't even imagine. And I managed to crawl out. Somehow I was able to crawl. And they let me, apparently. And I remembered where the door was. And so I crawled towards it and felt my way. And I got outside the cell. And I looked one direction, and all black. And all I heard was screams. People, billions of people screaming in this place. I knew there were billions. And it was so loud. If you ever heard somebody scream before, it's so annoying to hear a scream. You know, it's just, well, to hear billions of people screaming, you can't believe how that affects your mind. You're just, you can't stand it. You want to hold your ears, but it's so loud and penetrating, you can't get away from the screams. And the fear that overcomes you is unbelievable. Because it's dominated by fear. There is no presence of God in this place. So you have to endure the fear and the torment and the blackness. You can't see anything. You can't even see now what's coming up against you. And then Scripture talks about the darkness. Psalms 88:6, in darkness in the deep. Revelation 16:10, full of darkness. Jude 13, blackness of darkness forever. And there's a darkness which may be felt. In Exodus 10:21, it was, you could feel this darkness. And the fear, though, I've got to tell you, was so powerful, gripped you. It's like if you've ever seen some scary movie where the fear jumps up in your throat that second, if you can take that times at least 1,000 and hold it there, that's how you stay all the time. And I know something about fear. At one point, I used to surf when I was young, you know, kid. I still do, actually, once in a while. But when I was really young, we were in Cocoa, Florida, surfing, and there was a school of sharks came all around us. And about a 9-foot tiger shark came up and bit my board right in half. And it grabbed me by the leg and pulled me down. And so my leg was in the mouth of this giant shark. And I wasn't a Christian then. This was before I was even saved. And all of a sudden, it let me go. I know God let that open that shark's mouth. But for the few moments, the fear that comes into you is absolutely overwhelming. I don't know if anybody ever saw Jaws and remember that old movie. But that was nothing compared to actually going through it. The fear was terrifying. And the guy next to me, just a couple feet away, a shark ripped his leg right off. And they drug him up on the beach and blood everywhere. And he was screaming and had no leg. And so I understand fear, but that fear was nothing, absolutely nothing compared to the fear I felt in hell. No comparison at all. And I think that was one of the greatest fears we could experience on the earth. So these are some of the things you have to endure in hell. It says in Isaiah 24:17, fear in the pit and the snare are upon thee, and noise of the fear. Even the noise it's talked about. And Ted Koppel, in a presentation he did on the Nightline about a year and a half ago, he visited some prison in our country, and he spent the night there. And he couldn't believe how loud it was, that you couldn't sleep. Everybody's screaming at the top of their lungs, he said. That's what he said on the TV. He was shocked at how people just scream and whine and all night long. So even in our earthly prisons, people are screaming. Where, how much more in hell? And in Job 18:14, it says, the wicked ways of man, person that rejects the Lord, it shall bring him to the king of terrors. The devil is definitely the king of terrors. And